Montanans who lost their jobs due to the COVID-19 pandemic and are receiving unemployment benefits will see an added $400 on their weekly payments starting this week. Shaylee Wager reports.
Governor Steve Bullock said during a Thursday press conference that the Department of Labor and Industry began issuing the payment boost to claimants on Wednesday. He said Montana was one of the first states to apply for the federal grant that makes the boost in payments possible.
But let me also be clear that this is only temporary.
Bullock said the money coming from the Federal Emergency Management Agency is limited and is expected to run out in a matter of weeks, depending on how many states apply for the federal grants. President Donald Trump ordered the boost in payments. People had been receiving an added $600 per week in unemployment payments under the CARES Act, but that expired at the end of July. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana high schools will play football in the fall, despite state health officials' concerns. Health officials say the state's seven biggest counties had previously asked Montana High School Association officials to consider moving football to the spring. The MHSA decided not to hold a vote for it at the board meeting earlier this month. Missoula Health Officer Ellen Leahy said the MHSA did not consult with public health officials prior to their announcement to play this fall. MHSA Executive Director Mark Beckman said the board deliberated at length whether to postpone the football season. Environmental groups today sued the Trump administration for allegedly breaking federal law when it finalized management plans for coal-rich land in eastern Montana and northern Wyoming. Kayla DeRose with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
The environmental groups in their lawsuit say the Bureau of Land Management violated the National Environmental Policy Act by failing to explore alternatives to strip mining or the impacts of fossil fuel combustion when it approved management plans covering the Powder River Basin. The lawsuit follows a 2018 decision in which a Montana federal judge ordered the BLM to conduct more comprehensive environmental reports. Now the environmental groups say the BLM's changes still fall short. Western Environmental Law Center attorney Shiloh Hernandez, who represents the plaintiffs, says the BLM neglected to address non-greenhouse gas emissions or seriously consider alternative approaches.
On paper, they shifted around a number of acres, but the ultimate decision was fixed from the beginning. It was going to be the same amount of coal development one way or another, no matter what.
The two management plans open up 3.5 million acres of surface land and over 15 million acres of subsurface mineral rights in eastern Montana and northern Wyoming to coal, oil, and gas leasing. Seven different environmental groups signed on to the lawsuit. In an emailed statement, BLM told YPR that it's confident the coal leasing analysis is lawful and based on the best available science. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
The University of Montana's president says the school is improving its recruitment efforts, but the global pandemic will likely lead to revenue shortfalls. Edward O'Brien reports.
The University of Montana's annual start of semester State of the University address gives the campus president a chance to boast about campus achievements and outline a vision for the future. But like almost everything else 2020, Thursday's address was like none other. The global pandemic means crowded campus theaters are now off limits. This year, it was instead pre-recorded and posted online. UM President Seth Bodner.
I have to admit that I'm a bit sad that we can't gather in person as a large group to kick off this academic year. I miss being together with you all in the same room.
Bodner says COVID-19 has forced UM to rapidly change almost every aspect of campus life. More flexible instruction options, reconfigured facilities that take social distancing protocols into consideration, and a beefed up technological infrastructure, to name just a few.
The guiding imperative for this work has been simple. Protect the health and safety of our UM family while ensuring that our students can keep on learning.
Bodner rattled off a list of encouraging metrics in his pre-recorded speech. He says UM has spent more on research than ever before. Summer enrollment was up for the third straight year, and applications to UM are up too. Out-of-state applications are up by 30% from a year ago. But in a Thursday afternoon press conference, Bodner conceded the COVID pandemic will likely affect final student decisions this fall.
So that's impacting enrollment. I think our numbers are not as high as they would have been in a pre-COVID scenario. But that's, I think, something that we're seeing impacting institutions across the state and around the country.
Bodner says UM also faces significant revenue shortfalls as a result of a delayed sports schedule. He declined to offer details pending release of final enrollment numbers in about 2 weeks. The entire speech is posted at mtpr.org. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.